to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be live with you for the next 2 hours from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. And today's date is the 6th of February, 2006. I almost said 2005, and I'm measured, and I'm trying to get this into my brain that we're already 1/12 into the new year. Amazing. On today's program, we have some bombastic information on 9/11. You're going to want to stick around for that one. And there has come to our attention, we will definitely keep the public informed on this, but apparently there are key individuals that have been helping in the gold and silver industry out there, along with a government program through Homeland Security to track and trace, ladies and gentlemen, your purchases. Now, we all remember what happened in March, I think it was March of 1933, May 1st, that was Communist Day. Thank you, Mr. Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist, Roosevelt. And it had to deal with the confiscation of gold from safety deposit boxes. Well, Homeland Security to confiscate bank safe deposit box contents. That story is posted on rbnlive.com. And now the government is real interested in tracking and tracing. And from what I understand, if there's any foreign minted coinage, oh, they want to make that go bye-bye. That's a no-no. You can't have that. So I'm digging into this. I'm going to clear a good portion of my schedule to get into this to find out who are the people that are involved in this. And I see this as definitely a mark. Now, hey, May 1st, 1933, ladies and gentlemen, they actually had to send people out. They may have had some sort of working knowledge, but imagine how easy it's going to be for them today to do that. So I'm going to roll up my sleeves, head after Homeland Security, and do whatever I have to. And I'm going to find out, because there is rumor that there are certain gold and silver traders out there that would be interested in seeing like something like this happen so they could sell their rare commodity-type collectible coins. I smell a big fat rat here, folks. They never sleep. And for those out there that gold is their god, they'll do anything in order to make a buck. So hang on for that one, because it's going to be explosive and dynamic. By the way, this morning I'm watching Mr. Magic Bullet Arlen Specter heading up the Senate Judiciary Committee talking to the Attorney General, Roberto Gonzalez, and for the first 20 minutes of this, they argued whether he should be sworn in. In other words, I raise my right hand to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me, whatever. Yeah, well, he didn't get sworn in, and it's no amazement to me that he didn't. But Mr. I'm in there to fix it as a young attorney on the Warren Commission, Arlen Specter. It was a spectacle, let's just put it that way. Coming up after the break, Carl Schwartz will be with us, and we'll have an update from Vicky Karp on the black box voting deal in the next hour. So we've got a whole lot of news and information here, folks. You're one of going to stick around today. We'll be coming at you right after this.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. Yeehaw! That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I have with me today the one and only Carl Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine, John. How are you? I understand that you were kind of laid up the other day. You doing okay?
Laid up? Well, probably had a bug of some sort. But I'm just fine.
They good.
They'd have to cut my arms and legs off, pull my tongue out, and then disconnect my brain to stop me. So.
And cut off your telephone service. Okay.
Yeah, probably, yeah, that too. You know, we might get down to an issue here, Carl. The way things are shaping up this year, we might be all using tin cans with strings to communicate with each other in the not too distant future.
We may be.
It ain't looking real good.
Well, the economic figures. You know, I'm getting ready to send an email out to all my email update people, and the title of it is Figures Lie and Liars Figure. And it's basically my response to Bush's latest State of the Union address, which I'm going to call it the misstate of the Union, about how bad things really are out there. And then, of course, earlier today I sent you some information we've been digging on involving some U.S. court cases in World Trade Center.
and I am reviewing that information. I just was with Tex Mars a little while ago, and I just got back into the office, and I'm reviewing this information as we're talking. So, I definitely want to get into this because, you know, I started to say at the top of the hour, Carl, I don't know if you were online yet. But
I was.
I was watching the Senate intelligence. That's a misnomer. That's like saying
the misstatement of terms.
There you go. It's like military intelligence. I do not understand that one. But I was watching Alberto Gonzalez, which, by the way, the bumpersticker.com guy out there, I got to tell you, your bumper stickers are right on target. I came in and we have samples laying on our desk here, front desk in the little atrium at Republic Broadcasting Network, sample bumper stickers. I was just flipping through them today, and there was one that was perfect. It was about our Attorney General, Mr. Gonzalez, and has a picture of him saying that Mr. Roberto Gonzalez is the worst Attorney General since John Ashcroft. I slapped that puppy immediately on the back of my car, and I'd like to thank the bumper sticker people out there for providing our stickers for the network. So it was a good deal. It was timely. Bumper stickers say a lot. I had a bunch of people today giving me a thumbs up, and I didn't have any reason to know why until I recognized the fact that, wait a minute, you dummy, you stuck a sticker on the back of your car today. People were honking and waving and giving me the thumbs up over it. This morning, I'm watching this. The first 20 minutes of his day-long session with the Senate Intelligence Commission and Mr. Arlen Specter Magic Bullet Theory, the great fixer, 20 minutes transpired of arguing back and forth of whether he should take an oath to tell the truth. And Pat Leahy, here's a guy, every once in a while, just by accident, he does some good things, but I was listening to his repertoire today, and he went after Alito. What is this telling you, Carl, when the Attorney General of the United States won't take an oath to tell the truth, go on record, and then be prosecuted if he distorts or outright lies?
Well, it reminds me of when Condoleezza Rice came before the 9/11 Commission. They didn't want her sworn in either. They don't want anything to come back and bite them in the backside that, these people are not being truthful. And as the truth surfaces, all of a sudden they go, oops, you know, here I was in front of a committee and I didn't bother to tell the truth.
Right. It's amazing. Oh, by the way, the bumper stickers, libertystickers.com, ladies and gentlemen, there is. And you know, the neat thing about this is if you folks out there have something you want to say, you have an organization, you got websites or something you want to promote, this guy will make up bumper stickers for you. Just don't buy what he's got to offer. He will custom make your bumper stickers, and they have an effect. I have great fun doing this. So at any rate, that's just a little side note. Now, the current state of confusion, the state of chaos here in America, folks, I heard the rumors about the Super Bowl, and I got to tell you something. You folks better start getting a grip out there. You're letting wild, rampant paranoia take over your very lives. The latest rumor was that the feds were going to be in there for half the Super Bowl. They were going to turn it over to the local cops, and there was going to be an incident at the Super Bowl yesterday in Detroit, Michigan. Come on, people. They're not going to do another terrorist-style attack in this country because even the brain-dead media are starting to pay attention. There has been enough work through this network, through people like Carl Schwartz, Dylan Avery, a bunch of people putting out information on 9/11. Let them try something again, and they're going to be in serious world of hurt. If you think they got a backlash over the schmooze they did on 9/11/2001 here in this country and the aftermath, just hang on to your hat. I think, Carl, they're planning on just pulling the plug on this financially. Then they'll have everything that they want.
Well, that's probably their approach. One of the things we've been doing very quietly, you know, everybody has seen the facts as they exist on the table, you know, about 9/11, about World Trade Center 1 and 2, the Pentagon, everything else. And what we've continued to do is dig in what I call public records. You know, we wanted to know what was going on out here in our federal courts, possibly some bids that were put out by the Port Authority of New York and stuff like that. So we've been dogging those trails for about the last 6 months, and all of a sudden we start hitting pay dirt.
What have you been turning up?
Well, you and I have talked about this on the air. After I went public back in 2004 about what I know, we got approached by an architect that was involved in the WTC back in 88 and 89. They had actually designed this structural scaffolding scheme where they were going to erect it, you know, take the buildings down one floor at a time, re-erect them. They were going to cure the asbestos problems, get rid of some galvanic corrosion problems that were structural in nature. You know, the asbestos, of course, that's environmental in nature, you know, mesothelioma, stuff like that. And when that price tag came in at $5.6 billion, they shelved that project. They seized all the documents from the architects and the engineers and the contractors. And, you know, then we get into final countdown mode, what to do about, you know, the World Trade Center. And I had a tip come in here about 60 days ago that kind of like was the missing piece of a puzzle. Back in 1991, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey commenced litigation against insurers in an attempt to get money to abate the asbestos problems in WTC 1 and 2. Actually, the lawsuit was seeking $500 to $1 billion because it wasn't just those two towers. It was, you know, WTC 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all three of the airports up in this part of the country, you know, where you got Newark, New Jersey, Kennedy, LaGuardia. And when I saw them file that lawsuit, we started backtracking on that. And it's as you bring this forward, things start getting real interesting as far as the chronology. There was a U.S. district judge ruled against them May 14th, 2001. It took them that long, 10 years after they filed this lawsuit, that finally a judge in New Jersey, not in New York, you know, that's where we kept looking, and that was our mistake. You know, the World Trade Center is on Manhattan. You know, why would we look in New Jersey, right? But this lawsuit was actually filed in New Jersey, and he didn't hand down his decision until May 14th of 2001. And this is a lawsuit called Port Authority of New York versus Affiliated FM Insurance Company. Stayed in our courts for 10 years. But back up a minute. Look at 1993, the attack on the World Trade Center. That wound up being about a $300 to $400 million judgment on an insurance settlement. You remember the first bombing?
Absolutely. And the FBI was in there training the supposed dissidents and terrorists. They had to even teach them how to drive a van because they didn't know how to do it.
Right, especially how to drive it in New York City, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And what we were doing is we're following this lawsuit under a category called business insurance. There's a website called highbeam.com. It's a pay website, but it gives you a full rundown of what happened here. This is a quote from the article, Newark, New Jersey. U.S. District Judge John W. Bissell earlier this month threw out the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey's final claims in a longstanding suit against dozens of insurers over coverage of more than $600 million in asbestos abatement cost at the World Trade Center, New York's three major airports, and other Port Authority properties, granting summary judgment for the defendants, which in this case was the insurers. Now, they filed an appeal. This went to the Third Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, and that's where Alito sat prior to his appointment by Bush to the Supreme Court.
Oh, the smiling jack that just got installed in the Supreme Court has some dirty laundry flapping in the wind?
Well, he might. First question we asked was, did he actually sit on this particular appeal? And he wasn't on this particular appeal, best we can tell. But guess what his background is? He's a former Assistant Solicitor General for the U.S., just like Ted Olson. And when you start looking at all the involvement around World Trade Center, you know, here we have a couple of guys who have served in capacity as Solicitor General for the U.S., arguing their version of the facts and the truth. And then this Third Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, they upheld Bissell's decision in 2002.
All right, hold on to that thought. We'll pick that up exactly where you're at right now.
Okay.
Right after this short break for the network. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report, and I am your host, John Stadtmiller. Carl Schwartz with us. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All right, we are back. Carl, pick up where you left off.
Okay, before we move into the next piece of that, I want to back up so that your listeners understand the chronology here. This decision was actually handed down May 14th of 2001. Less than 6 weeks after that was when Silverstein, Larry Silverstein, closed and took over the World Trade Centers as far as being the landlord, okay? Now, a transaction of that size, he'd been working on that thing for 6 to 12 months. So even while this New Jersey court is machinating over what they're going to do about asbestos and whether or not they're going to hold the insurers as first party claimants, first party liability here, you've got Silverstein in there cutting his own deal on World Trade Center. During the period of time that he's getting ready to sign these documents and take over, you know, as the landlord of World Trade Center 1 and 2 and 7, by the way. So this was May 14, 2001. Now, they turned right around. This was, 5 months before 9/11. They turned right around and they appealed the case to the Third Circuit. And this was a lawsuit decision that was handed down in 2002. It's called Port Authority of New York and New Jersey versus Affiliated FM, et al. And the case citation is 311F.3D226, 3rd Circuit, 2002. But here's what's interesting. In footnote, it says, applying New Jersey law. These properties were not in New Jersey. They were not jurisdictional to New Jersey. None of the issues about the asbestos affected anything except the New Jersey, the Newark Airport. All the other properties are in the state of New York. They tried this case over in another state to where we had people almost go blind trying to find, find where these trails went to. And here's what the issue was in front of the court. Correcting asbestos not within scope of first-party policy and with structural integrity of building in question. That's basically what the Third Circuit Court of Appeals was looking at.
Wait a minute. We had the government going through all these deals here with asbestos. The asbestos alerts went out. Many millions, if not billions of dollars, were used to clean up this evil asbestos from public institutions, schools, you name it. So all of a sudden, this has no health effects and it's not a big deal?
Well, it was a big deal in that respect, but what this court ruled was correcting the asbestos was not within the scope of the first-party policy, the insurers on the World Trade Center properties.
Right.
And the Port Authority properties, unless structural integrity of building is in question. Now stop and think a minute. Had they gone back in and argued, oh, by the way, Your Honor, we do have a structural issue. It's called galvanic corrosion.
Now I am beginning to understand the correlation.
The judge would have cut them off and said, guess what, gentlemen, we're in the wrong court with the wrong case because that falls under construction law and what they call patent or latent defects. A patent defect is a defect like you're walking up the stairs in a building and you trip and fall and brush your skull on a stair because the stairs are not all uniform. That is a patent defect. It is absolutely obvious to everybody that you did it wrong. But a latent defect is one where it is buried inside the building and it's not apparent to the common eye. Asbestos is latent, and so is structural defects caused by galvanic corrosion. Had they tried to argue that, he would have thrown the entire thing out for the simple reason, gentlemen, if they're so defective, why are they occupied? You follow me?
I'm understanding.
So when the judge handed this decision down and the Third Circuit backed him up, they had to come up with a whole new strategy after 10 years of trying to figure out how they're going to get out of this box. They've got a $500 to $1 billion worth of asbestos liability alone. They've got the structural liability due to what had happened during the design flaws that was called galvanic corrosion.
Yeah, I want you to, we're coming up on break here in less than 2 minutes. I want to get into that galvanic corrosion thing. And folks, are you seeing a pattern emerge here? We have September 11, 2001. The worst terrorist attack on the United States just happened to be in Twin Towers and, of course, Building 7 that...
And this matter was all in front of our courts.
All in front of the courts, but not in front of the public eye. And nobody, and I mean absolutely no one, in the mainstream media has bothered with all of their money, all their supposed investigative journalists have bothered to uncover this little inconsistency. I would say that this is a little bit more than a red herring, Mr. Schwartz.
I think it's more like a smoking gun because these people were absolutely panic-struck at how much it was going to cost them to get out of these structural problems and the asbestos problems and keep those buildings economically feasible to even let them stand.
Well, and that's another thing. And like I said, I want to get into the galvanic corrosion because these two buildings were not in that great a shape. Their occupancy, they probably would have had to have vacated those buildings by what, 2015?
About 2010 to 2015, they would have been at a point, at least on the upper half of the building, they wouldn't even be fit for occupancy structurally.
Well, isn't that amazing that we just happen to have a terrorist attack on a building full of asbestos material, galvanic corrosion? The building probably would have fallen down of its own weight. And it just happened to be the target on September 11th. I find this rather fascinating. Join us right after this break.
It gets better.
With more with Carl Schwartz. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. A program note, Mr. Schwartz, were you informed that into the second hour we have Vicki Karp coming up for just a couple of minutes?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do an update, and of course you're going to stand by with us. We're going to do an update on the black box voting deal out there.
Now I'm ready to see Vicki and Bev just knock their lights out on that issue.
Well, I'm telling you, because, you know, we're trying to switch the matrix back to the provable lawful government. And I was kind of resistant on this deal, Carl, because I figured, what is the sense in taking an honest vote in the rigged matrix? But I was convinced later that, look, we've got local elections. They're all using the same voting stuff. We've got local and county elections. And if we can crack the black box voting deal and get honest response and tallies and counts out of the electronic voting, if we can modify that somewhat, Then we can start having some good people that are going to resist this de facto government that is creeping, the creeping paralysis, the black plague that has taken over America. So, and anyhow, that's a little side note there.
And that would be a good thing.
Yeah, well, yes, it would, because I'll tell you what, we still have a low voter turnout. It's higher than in Bolivia than it is here in the United States. And I don't blame people for voting. I mean, look at our choices. Constitution? No. Yeah, right.
We're giving few to none when it comes to choices.
There you go. Now, back to the Twin Tower deal.
Well, the chronology, that's what I'm always interested in. I'm always, you know, who, how, what, when, and why, you know, who's motivated here. You've got this court over in New Jersey that doesn't even hand down their decision until May 14, 2001, you know, about five months before it happened, or four months before it happened. And then we picked up on this little news bit. Came out of a website called overlawyered.com out of their archives. And let me just read this paragraph. I mean, this just jumped right out at us. Said the Port Authority, the building's owner, engaged in prolonged litigation with asbestos manufacturers and its own insurers seeking to shift to them $600 million in cost of asbestos abatement. That appeared in the British Asbestos Newsletter in spring of 1996. That was about 3 years after the building got, quote, attacked the first time. And then it's reader Maximo Blake writes to say, to the best of my knowledge, a majority of the asbestos coating on the beams and elsewhere was removed in the 1990s.
I'm sorry, you have call waiting and you flipped out there.
Was removed in the 1980s. My information comes from a Port Authority employee who supervised the removal. Just to add a bit more complication, a web search reveals a relatively recent, and listen to this date, September 12, 2000, entry from the Port Authority's construction advertisement section in which the authority solicits sealed bids for ongoing removal and disposal of vinyl asbestos floor tiles and other incidental asbestos-containing building materials at WTC with bids due on October 17, 2000. So if you go all the way back to 1989, they knew there's a problem with asbestos. They knew there's a structural problem with galvanic corrosion. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they file a lawsuit in 91 seeking $500 to $1 billion from their insurers. In 93, the buildings get attacked. And then according to this spring 1996 article, you know, they're still out here arguing about who's going to pay for all this. And then they turn around 1 year and a day, actually, or less than a day, before 9/11, and they're out here advertising from the Port Authority to issue bids to remove the asbestos problem.
So we were a little bit late in 93. Let me see. Desert Storm was pretty much over with, so we didn't have that to use an excuse to reattack Iraq. So this is sitting on the back burner, and they're cooking up the plans on how do we do this, and how do we kill a couple of different birds with the same stone?
Exactly. And what's underlying this whole thing, John, is somebody didn't want to face the reality that this Port Authority, through three airports and God knows how many buildings that they've built as the, quote, you know, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, that are just absolutely run over with asbestos. And if they're not run over with asbestos, they're run over with structural problems or structural defects, you know, what they call, you know, the legal test is patent or latent defect. A patent defect is like driving down the road and you fall into a manhole. You know, you can see that. A latent defect is when there's something, you know, wrong with the whole system and you can't see it. You don't see it until it jumps up and bites you.
So if they would have had their way and the towers were supposed to be they were supposed to be grounded back in 93, the FBI and the Stooges they picked for that one screwed up the deal because those columns in the basement were supposed to go. The buildings were supposed to collapse back in 93.
Yes. Well, the other thing, the other little theme we found running through all these articles, This Judge Bissell, that just stepped down from the bench in 2005, he took senior status, stepped down. He took a high-level position with the law firm of Connell and Foley. He was appointed by Reagan, but Alito and Judge Roberts, they were both appointed by George Herbert Walker Bush. And they both have been directly involved in this government, helping this government to suppress evidence on certain things related to 9/11 in these towers.
Well, how much of an embarrassment would that be if the insurance fix was in? How much of an embarrassment would it be to the political hands that had their evidently had their hands on this thing? Well, that would be a relatively easy thing to do away with. We're not talking about a Bush cabinet here, Bush 1 or 2. That'd be pretty easy to deal with.
It would be, except for one thing. I mean, you've got the, quote, financial capital of the world, these buildings and these three of the world's busiest airports being right here in this, you know, in this area of the United States. You've got a problem here to where you've got a port authority that's worried about the embarrassment of being so incompetent that they can't do anything right. I mean, even after asbestos was a known problem, they're out here slapping asbestos into these buildings.
Well, and apparently nobody caught this in the mainstream media because we had, we've all seen the film clips a thousand times over of the collapsing of Tower 1 and 2 in New York City on September 11, 2001. And we'd heard the horror stories about firemen and police and just people that were in the area, occupants of the building that did manage to survive, and those in the surrounding areas coming down with all kinds of maladies. And it heretofore, Carl, it was explained that, well, this was because of mercury or the stuff that's in CRTs, you know, your computer terminals and so on and so forth.
Right.
Nobody has mentioned asbestos. Now, Is there any estimate of how many thousands and thousands of pounds of asbestos that was sprayed all over these girders in these two buildings?
Well, I know that they used 88,000 bags of a type of cement that has asbestos as fillers. They sprayed God knows how many hundreds of thousands of pounds as fire retardant on the steel. And they had vinyl asbestos tile spread out all over the building. So if you added it all up, you know, you may be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of a million pounds.
Oh, boy.
And stop and think about those clouds you saw coming out from those buildings as they collapsed.
That stuff went everywhere. But I'm racking my little brain here trying to figure out, why did they go with the story about the jet fuel? Does this have you drummed up any scenario on this one that... why would they use the jet fuel, which we've pretty much proved conclusively that the kerosene or the JP-8 that they use in these jet aircraft, that the fire would not have been hot enough to twist girders and to cause that building to fall?
It would not have gotten close enough to being hot enough to make them fall, especially in the length of time that they did fall. The conclusion I've come to, John, I've looked at those films over and over again. It was the shock and awe. It was the appearance of those explosions and the mindset of Americans that, oh, my God, look at what somebody just did to us. You know, they haven't been able to make the mental jump. Nobody did this to us but us.
But something is haunting me here, and I'm thinking about the Keene Commission and that nifty little investigation they did was actually just a dog and pony show to suppress information.
The Where's Waldo hunt, yes.
Yeah. I'm wondering, was this part of the Keene Commission to help bury this information? Because it's not surfaced until now.
I think it was. You know, if you go back and look, I mean, I can pinpoint exact details of 7 of the 10 people on that commission, which is a majority. They are directly benefiting from the policies that have resulted because of 9/11 and what happened to those two towers.
If you see Larry Silverstein hopping on a plane and jumping out of America, you're going to know that heat's being turned up here.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I've looked at here, I mean, even going back, you remember when you had the gentleman on your radio show about a month ago about the editor on Neocon and Neocon Again?
Yes.
I mean, one of the things I tried to call in that day, and I just kind of missed you two going off the air. They wanted me to, they sent me an email, and they said, please call in and highlight this. On page 372 of Neocon again, said one of the three judges met with the president for an interview the day before. What they're referring to is as a D.C. Circuit Court issued a ruling upholding Bush's secrecy around Gitmo. And said on July 20th he was nominated to the Supreme Court. It might be coincidental that John Roberts was tapped for the court 5 days after he joined the decision that the president's construction and application of treaty provisions is entitled to great weight. That's what they handed down, upholding Bush and his denial of any legal rights for the Gitmo people. They're putting a lid on everything. And behind the scenes, and that's where we've been looking behind the scenes, follow the money, follow the legal, you know, legal machinations, who's potentially benefiting here. I mean, look at what Silverstein got. I mean, he got a ruling from a court that the two planes attacking was two separate incidents, so he walked off with over $3 billion. His insurance was doubled.
But didn't he initially want six?
He initially wanted six.
So he got $1.5 billion apiece. I'm sure that those buildings, whatever outstanding monies that were tied up in that, has been paid off. This guy walked away with a handsome little bag of money.
He walked off with a huge amount, and now he's got enough cash from insurance proceeds to build the building and make them economically feasible. He's not having to do it with debt service.
But it would seem to me that Silverstein obviously is in the loop. Carl, excuse me for saying this, but I don't see somebody that's that well-connected and that well-moneyed going back in and dumping money into a building when the economy's fixing to crash.
Well, that's one possibility. But the other possibility is, of course, you get your tax allowances, your 40-year straight-line write-offs and stuff like that. There's some ways to make it economically feasible in the current New York City market if you don't have any debt service. You just pay cash for them.
And, of course, you can always get the money back out of it, even though if you paid for the real estate in the building it's sitting on.
Yes. Yeah, you could always turn around and sell to the Japanese or somebody who occasionally they come in and pay ridiculous prices for midtown and downtown real estate in New York City.
Well, my question is, why didn't we sell it before 2000? That's a bad joke. Look, I wanted to get back into this galvanic corrosion in case people did not hear you talk about this before, the structural problems, and we alluded to it earlier, that this building or these two buildings may not have remained standing after 2010 due to galvanic corrosion. Please explain that.
What they had run into, typically when you contact aluminum to steel, you wind up with a problem in that the aluminum will be destroyed. Well, in this case, the aluminum was the outside of the World Trade Center, and the structural steel was the inside. Some of the PhDs that I work with in nanotechnology, they have shown me three different combinations of certain types of aluminum alloys and certain types of structural steel alloys that reverse that process. It's actually the steel that is being destroyed. And it's my understanding that what had happened in the World Trade Center is the type of alloys that they had to, basically design, develop, and deploy to build those towers that high were of a nature that the exterior, every time it was very humid or every time it took an electric strike, a lightning strike, what was being damaged was the structure, not the aluminum.
So it was acting like a giant lightning rod.
Exactly. And what happens in any type of galvanic corrosion, this happened to the Statue of Liberty, the copper exterior was actually bleeding through, and it was getting to the iron core, which is they had a cast iron skeleton for the Statue of Liberty. They had to shut it down for 2 years.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, Lee Iacocca was the chairman of the restoration.
Yeah, the copper was destroying the cast iron skeleton. Now, in the World Trade Center, evidently what happened is the nature of the aluminum exterior, either through the local humidity, air, the quality of the air around there being around the ocean, or through electric strikes was actually reversing the process where it was the aluminum destroying the structural integrity of this building.
And a lot of people don't think in terms. When you board a jet aircraft and you're sitting in the window seat and you're taking off or you're landing or you're hitting a rough air, the airplanes are designed to flex. If not, you'd be snapping the wings off of them.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't recognize the fact that when we're building these mega structures, 11,000 or 1,100 feet high structures, that these things have to bend in the wind.
So exactly. I mean, the deflection at the top of the World Trade Center was in excess of 3 feet. The human eye just couldn't pick it up at a quarter of a mile.
Well, it would seem to me that was there any observation decks on the top of these things? Or
yes, there was.
And so you're up there on a windy. Gosh, a windy day, you could be doing a hopscotch shuffle up there.
You could be sliding back and forth and watching your drink kind of swash back and forth in your glass. But it's a slow process. But what galvanic corrosion does, it wouldn't cause the collapse of the buildings over a short term, but you could actually reach a point to where they were not structurally sound and they couldn't flex, because it's almost like getting osteoporosis. It's almost like having brittle bones. You know, it's actually slowly destroying the flexural quality of the steel to where it can no longer sway in the wind.
So at that point in time, it becomes brittle, and you have a greater, and then you'd be talking about not stress cracking or whatever. You'd be actually talking about metallurgical failures,
yes.
Snapping.
You would have to unload the building to keep it from failing.
All right. We got to take this break. My guest today, Carl Schwartz. We're talking about some inside information here that's being brought to light. And I'll tell you what, this is going to put a whole new spin on September 11, 2001. I mentioned earlier, killing two birds with one stone. Let's not forget, folks, 3,000 people were killed. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed, or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Carl, this is starting to sink in with me. The gravity, if I can use that term.
The chronology is horrifying.
It absolutely is, because it not only ties September 11, 2001, it ties in when was the first supposed terrorist attack on the Twin Towers? What month was that in 93?
I think it was September or August.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere along there.
So we had two attempts. The second one, of course, being successful. Two different modus operandi here. They tried to blow the columns out of the Twin Towers the first time around. Well, that didn't work. So rather than do a ground operation, let's come up and concoct this wonderfully magical two airplanes being hijacked in the United States. Nobody knows how to stop them. You know, Carl, this is so much, there is so much in the wind out there. If I were in a position in Washington, D.C. right now that I could be touched by this, I wouldn't know whether to go blind, wind my wristwatch, or dive out of a 10-story window.
Well, Dale's saying you wouldn't know whether to scratch your watch or wind your butt.
Yeah. this has got to be immensely, potentially dangerous to quite a number of people. I mean, this is going to spiderweb itself out to a lot of different individuals and groups.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at I've finished up the chronology after I sent you that email earlier today. I mean, go all the way back to 88-89. They knew there was a problem, and they were trying to deal with it. Price tag was $5.6 billion. You know, they shelved the project. Then they turn around in 91. They file this $500 million to $1 billion lawsuit, you know, Port Authority versus the insurance companies.
2 years later, we have the first terrorist attack.
And 2 years later, we have the first terrorist attack. And then all of a sudden, in 2000, you got the Port Authority out issuing bids, you know, trying to correct these problems. And then as recently as May 14, 2001, you got a judge over in New Jersey that rules against the Port Authority, rules in favor of the insurers. And 1 year later, boom, these buildings are, you know, actually 5 months later, 4 months later, these buildings are on the ground.
This has the capacity.
The problem is cured.
In their estimation, this has the capacity to be Watergate, any number, Enron, you name it, whatever we've witnessed the last 15, 20 years, this would absolutely dwarf it in comparison. This is astounding.
Well, I have said this publicly and privately. I have said that what happened on 9/11, you know, my argument with some of these 9/11 groups that are just working on the political side of this, I don't care about the politics. I don't care about the explosions bringing the buildings down. I want to know who attacked those buildings and brought them down to complete a demolition project with 3,000 people in those buildings. Because I have 12, 13 years of now court records and other anecdotal records brought to me by other people that says those buildings were coming down.
Carl, it's now becoming apparent to me, because you're real good in ferreting out information. You've got a background in engineering. You're a smart guy. Evidently, you scared a lot of people, because a lot of people have been coming out publicly against you.
Oh, yeah, including the Al Gore folks.
Well, I would take that as a compliment of Al Gore.
Me too. I do.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take the break here. Hour two of the National Intel Report. Stay tuned for that. We'll carry Carl into the next hour. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have an update, blackboxvoting.org. I do believe the website is from Vicki Karp. And we'll do all of that after this. Join us for the second hour. You international shortwave listeners out there, please tune in to 5.050 on your SW dial. We'll see you here in a few minutes. We'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming right up.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.